Welcome to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Everyone, welcome to Saturday AM Live. Thank you, those of you who are already on the line and sharing who you are, where you're calling from. Always a pleasure to have you with us. And I'm going to jump right on into our special guest this morning, Judy Boger. Thank you so very much for taking time out of your schedule.
Well, I want to thank you for calling me because with the Olympics on, I tend to get distracted very easily.
And Judy and I were just discussing the Olympics and getting into the spirit of something, and that's exactly what the epitomizes Nikken, in that it takes us out of our little world into the bigger picture and what's going on. And the irony for me in connecting with you, Judy, is you are the first person that I've asked to be on Saturday AM Live via Facebook.
Ah!
And we didn't talk. We've not communicated over the phone or in person about this at all. And I thought, wow, that's getting out of my little box and using this thing called Facebook, which my wife is on daily, sometimes multiple times during the day, and has successfully connected with so many people, so many of our friends around the world, and never having to pick up the phone or do anything or write a letter or anything. It's just jotting notes back and forth and staying connected. And I think, oh my goodness, a comment was made last week at the Virtual Expo that there are 5.5 billion handheld electronic devices that people use to communicate. I thought, oh my goodness, and here we actually did that. Well, not so much handheld, but via the computer screen. So, hey, just as a quick review, Judy, your background is a specialty care registered nurse. You own and manage residential and commercial real estate. You manage a dental office. You taught skiing on the weekends for 12 years. And you raised two sons, one of who's an engineer and VP, and the other one is a medical doctor. And I'd like the way, and I want to read this because I really think it epitomizes how Nikken is not just about solving aches and pains, bumps and bruises, but the validity of what Nikken is and has been since 1975, when you said, I was looking to make extra money to put the boys through college, who were both in school at the same time. The products intrigued me, but the income possibilities got me hooked.
Definitely.
And you did not have the overwhelming support from your husband, or maybe I should say maybe not support, but...
It's husband.
Yeah, husband.
Yeah.
It's a past tense now for you and Roger. But you made the decision to go ahead and jump on in because you said the products intrigued you, but it was the financial benefits or that opportunity. I want to go back to that and say, What was it that intrigued you, and what was it that said, well, hey, there's a financial aspect to this. I want to be a part? Because this is probably, what, 18, 20 years ago?
20 years ago, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I had been. Dave was at college at Rensselaer RPI in New York, and it's an expensive school, and John was a senior in high school and wanted to go to Bucknell. And I didn't like the idea of taking out student loans. And, yes, my ex was a dentist, and, yes, we had a decent income, but two kids in college at the same time, you got to have an outstanding income if you don't want to accumulate debt. Money had to come from someplace. And so since I worked in the dental office, I didn't get a salary, and I wanted to see something with my name on it. I wanted to feel that I was contributing. And it was almost like a joke among some of my friends because it was like the job of the month type thing. I mean, I was trying to be a travel agent part-time, and then I thought, oh, maybe I'll sell jewelry part-time because a friend of mine had a jewelry business. And I thought, okay, I can do house parties with jewelry. I mean, I was scrambling because I always felt I'm not stupid and I'm not lazy. So if I need to do something, I can do it. When I was a kid, I sold Christmas cards off of a bicycle door-to-door in June and July. And if I can sell Christmas cards in the summer, I sure as heck can sell anything that I think is something that people can need and people can use, like Christmas cards.
You were seriously looking for something.
I was seriously looking. And then I had a friend who introduced me to Nikken, not because he was trying to to recruit me because he wasn't even in NECN yet, but he just wanted my opinion. And I looked at it, and I saw a video he gave me, and at first I started laughing about it because it just wasn't really impressive to me. And then I started thinking, what if these things really work? I know I can create a business. I just have to decide what I want to do. And I remember looking over at Roger, who was laying on the couch as I watched this video, and I was sitting in my chair watching it, and I said, you know, I think if I don't do this 10 years from now, I'll regret it. And he said, go ahead, I don't have the time, this is ridiculous. And I said, well, I'm going to jump right in, I'm going to do this. And 10 years later, both of us were very grateful that I had made that decision, because I have changed lives. And I personally have changed lives, but not only that, but because I made that decision and wasn't afraid to step outside the box and wasn't afraid to put myself out there, people all over the world have had their lives changed, not by something that I've personally done, but something that I personally did 20 years ago. And so that's the neat thing, to know that you can have an impact on people all over.
Well, several things that just out at me, because you did exactly what I wanted you to say. Just explain why, number one, the validity of this, but I like the fact that you said your friend who introduced it to you wasn't even in, but he was looking for your opinion, and that could have been, or maybe that is the truth, that he wasn't in, and he really was trying to find out, well, maybe if this thing's legit, I'll ask Judy, and so
yeah.
She jumps on board, and that there's countless people that have been introduced to NECN that way, because the person really wasn't sure, honestly, or they were trying to leverage, you know, somebody else's credibility and thinking, well, maybe if they'll do this, then there really is, because I've been presented by 3 different opportunities this month, and that's more than I've been presented in the last 10 years. And I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's just me, or maybe I'm putting something out there. I'm not sure. But people value our opinion, and we have to throw it on out there. Judy, I'm really curious about going back to something I said earlier, because you said the products intrigued you. What was intriguing? Because you'd seen a lot, you'd tried a lot, you'd attempted to generate income. What was intriguing that, hey, this could be something that I could really introduce people to and change a lot of lives?
Well, when I worked in the recovery room at Temple University Hospital, I had a standard nursing background. You know, I mean, I had a standard medical education with standard modalities. And I saw a lot of people be affected by side effects and have a hard time waking up from anesthesia or just things that don't work. And I remembered watching the doctor who was in charge of the recovery room area, the head of the anesthesiology department, Dr. Krumperman, who I thought was the smartest man I ever knew. And he had started a pain clinic. And now this was like 40 years ago. So starting a pain clinic 40 years ago, that was very avant-garde. And I thought, what a cool idea. And they tried everything. Mostly nerve blocks, because that was all they really had in their pocket, so to speak, to help people get rid of pain. And they had this one lady in 3 different times, and they couldn't help her back pain. And Dr. Krumperman said, okay, I'm really frustrated. I don't know what to do with this, because I used to help in the pain clinic as it was getting started. And Dr. Lee, one of the residents, he's an Asian, and he said, do you mind if I try something? And Dr. Krumperman said, I've tried everything I know. What are you going to do? And he says, I'd like to try acupuncture. And I thought, voodoo, you know. And I waited for Dr. Krumperman to shoot him down. And he didn't. He didn't shoot him down. And at that point, I thought, wow, if this man is so open to something that I considered, you know, avant-garde and not that couldn't possibly work, who am I to make that kind of jumping to the wrong conclusion? And so the acupuncture worked on the lady. And Dr. Krumperman at that point asked Dr. Lee if he would teach all the other anesthesiologists how to do acupuncture. And this was in a very big, well-known teaching hospital, Temple University Hospital in Philadelphia. And so at that point, my mind became much more open to what people could possibly happen, to happen to them through different modalities that other people might think, oh, this is crazy. So when I saw these magnets and I heard how it was really helping people, my mind was a little opened, and I was very intrigued because it reminded me of that day when the acupuncture was done and it really helped somebody. So I didn't tell anybody it was network marketing at first because I wanted to kind of feel good for myself that the things really did work, and I started seeing product results very quickly. And I still wasn't going to tell anybody it was network marketing because I didn't like network marketing.
And why did you not like it?
Because I had been hounded by different people to come into the businesses, and everybody always made these big promises of big money and how good I would be at this. And it was like, okay, you know, don't oversell me, you know. And I would just listen to people nod my head and say, no, I'm not interested. So I didn't want to do that to anybody else. But then I realized, you know, I was making judgments about something that I really didn't know anything about except a bad opinion like I did of acupuncture. And two people that I had sold products to asked me if they could sell these products. And that's when I thought, aha, you know, two people are asking me how to get in this business, and all I'm doing is selling product. And I did that for 2 months. And so then I sponsored these two people into the business. And when I got a check the following month, and $150 of that check wasn't from work I did but work they did, that it, all of a sudden I became very, very interested in the business part because I was seeing some results from and getting paid for the efforts that other people were having. And all I had done was help them get started. So then I actively really worked on sponsoring people and helping them to sponsor people. And I remembered how it wasn't necessarily my sponsor was the one who was really helping me because she never knew me, and she's my sponsor now. But there were the guy that talked to me and the guy that he happened to see. So my sponsor, who's my sponsor now, realized that you never know it's the person that you're going to sponsor, but it could be this person they're going to sponsor or the one under them that's going to sponsor who's going to be the person who's going to take this seriously. So she started focusing on me instead of the two people in between, mm-hmm. because I was serious.
And what's fascinating about what she did is setting the example, fast-forwarding two decades later, is that come August 1st here in a few days, we're going to be introduced to why we should all be doing that, because this concept of organizational volume is going to come into play with Nikan's new compensation plan, and I'm not going to spoil Jonathan Hallstrom's thunder on that, and I'll make that announcement at the very, very end. But I really, really appreciate you sharing that, Judy, because the concept of residual is now coming into play right out of the gate for you, because you, up to this point, you really were looking for something that, okay, I sell it to people, or I introduce it to people, I share it with them, then I get a benefit back from that financially and the personal gratification of making a difference in their life. But you were opposed to network marketing because in anybody who's outgoing, we get hit up. I mean, it's just part of the thing called life, because people think, oh, yeah, let's call Judy because she's outgoing and she can talk to anybody, or whatever the case may be that justifies it. But
well, I felt that, you know, I think my big hang-up with network marketing is that I knew I could count on myself, mm-hmm. but I didn't know if I had the confidence to count on others to have to do or to tell them what they had to do.
Okay.
Maybe that was part of it, that I didn't really want to tell somebody that they had to do something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I got you. But from a nursing background, did you feel part of it was that, hey, I understand this technology, as you just shared with the story about, you know, someone getting results with acupuncture, which is way not typical Western medicine, that's out of the box. Did you feel that you could explain and establish credibility and that maybe others couldn't? Was that, you know?
Yeah, I think that was part of it. And then I realized that was part of my problem, too, because by this point I had asked Roger to help because he saw more people on a daily basis, and he got really technical. And he started going all crazy, talking about how this works and that works. And and just kind of like blathering technology, and we weren't sponsoring anybody. And then luckily he had to go out of town for a week for a dental convention, and so I had to do all the meetings. And while he was gone, everybody who came in, because I just didn't want to explain all that crap, and everybody who was a guest who came that week all came in the business. And that's when I had this big aha moment. Stop talking about how things work, just talking and say that they do.
Yeah, well, I don't think people really care how a bar of soap works or
right.
how aspirin works. They just want the results. They don't care how their car really works. Most people who buy a car or drive one, I think about 100% of them, they don't know what a carburetor is. Or they may know it, you know, it's part of the engine, it's part of what makes it work, but they don't really care about the combustion engine and, you know, how it was invented and all that stuff. We just really want the results.
Yeah, 20 years ago I used the example of the fax machine when somebody said to me, I can't sell this unless I know how it works. And I said, do you have a fax machine? And he said, yes. I said, thank God. I've always wondered how those work. Maybe you can explain it to me since you use one. And he just laughed and he said, touche, you got me.
Yeah. Well, I had a guy the other day say, you know, the greatest thing about this opportunity is you don't have to sell anything. And he must have said that five or six times. And it dawned on me afterwards, and I told this to Stacey as we were driving home. I said, he sold me on the fact that he doesn't have to sell anything. I mean, that was his big thing, and he was quite adamant about it not having to sell anything, but that's what he was selling me, and he was selling.
Yeah, everybody sells. If you've ever gone on a date and you did the asking, you definitely sold yourself.
When you introduce people to it, you answered that question very, very clearly. You really didn't get into explaining the technology. And do you find with things as they progress and they've changed because our technology or the solutions that Nikan's introduced to us have definitely evolved. They've changed for the better. I always like to, you know, quote one of Nike's core philosophies, and that is, why do they keep coming out with newer shoes and upgrading what they have? It's because if it ain't broken, fix it anyways. Make it better. And we're going to see that here in a few days' time, and we've seen it over the past few years. Do you really spend a lot of time studying all the new, you know, how things work and why it works better, or do you just find maybe a couple things? I mean, how do you do it, and how do you keep that ball rolling?
I think anybody who actually reads a newspaper or reads magazines can pick up on some things that they can use that are in the forefront of everybody's knowledge or quest for knowledge in that current time. And one of the things that I'm focused on right now is, and if you have like a Time magazine that's got, I have some old Time magazines that have this lady on roller skates, a cartoon of her, talking about how people can't retire. Anything that you read about in a magazine that could pertain or in a newspaper, cut it out and stick it in your briefcase. So it's not just you telling people what is important to the world right now. It's the world telling these people what's important to the world right now. And I'm really thrilled that Nikan is kind of narrowed themselves down, because there for a while there were so many products, and we had great technologies and the products were all great, but it was, people would get hung up on one or two or three of the little products, and then they would just be focusing just on one little area, which basically cut themselves out of all the other areas. But I'm thrilled, and I've always focused my business on sleep, which is the foundation. And not only is it the foundation of Nikan, but it's something that everybody does and everybody needs. You know, if you focus on just like, for example, bone health, some people think they don't need that. Or you focus on somebody who has got, you know, who has bad backs or needs better circulation in their legs. Not everybody thinks they need that. But as far as sleep goes, everybody needs that. And everybody knows the importance of a good night's sleep. So I always cut out anything that pertains to sleep. And I think Nikan now, with the new sleep mask and the new Kenko light and everything, and, you know, you might think, well, why is the Kenko light important to sleep? Well, it's not important to sleep, but it's important to getting your body in a good circuit. But to study up that, not to volunteer and vomit this knowledge all over people, but to be able to answer their questions and be confident in what you're saying. And like I said, you don't share everything that you know about them. You don't share everything that you've read or everything. You don't just bring everything out, because then people think, well, I could never, you know all that kind of stuff. But you have just little bits of knowledge to tell people about why this is important. For example, for the sleep mask, I mean, light. I mean, we talk about the Kenko light helping set up our good cycle. And light's the single strongest cue that tells your brain it's time to get up and feed the chickens. And that's how people got up years ago, because when it became light, they didn't have alarm clocks. They just got up because it started getting light out, and they went to bed when it became dark. And people don't realize what a powerful stimulant light is. So that they don't realize that most of the things they do late at night when they can't sleep, like watching TV or using the computer or reading with a bright light, they just keep you up later because that light turns your brain on. And with Niken's products, you can turn the brain on in the morning with the Kenko light, and then in the evening you can crawl into your cocoon of comfort with your bed and put the sleep mask on and cut out all that ambient light. Sometimes I have a hard time turning my brain off. So, yeah, I'll put the TV on in my room on a timer, just at a very low volume, to give me a little white light. And it's funny, because if I can't go to sleep, as soon as I put that sleep mask on, turn the TV on at a really low volume, and it drones on a little bit, and I go right off to sleep. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, because I had an article that I read from it's the American Journal of Epidemiology, and it said that the use of electric lighting produces all this disruption. And so even if you do watch TV in the evening, you don't have your bright lights on as bright as possible. And it's kind of funny, because in my powder room, I have a nightlight. And if I use my powder room, I don't even turn a light on. You know, I just have that little dim nightlight. And so if I'm watching TV, and last night it was kind of funny because I thought about this, and I turned all my lights down, dimmed them down a little bit as I watched the opening of the Olympics, and I thought to myself, oh, that's it. There I am. I'm trying to make sure that, you know, I can go to sleep really, really quickly tonight. And I did, and I think that's part of it. But, you know, sleeping with the light on can leave you in a dark mood the next day, because it said that night lights can affect the structure of the brain. And that can give you depression. And so by not sleeping well and by not using your sleep mask, if you feel that you're low the next day, maybe your sleep mask slipped off during the night and you really didn't get that good sleep and that you need and the cycle that you have. So different poor sleep gives diabetes a chance to to get a hold in you, and it also can slow your metabolism. And they say that even weight loss can be attributed to linked to good sleep. That if you're having trouble losing weight, maybe you're not getting quality sleep during the night. And I thought, wow, there's so much stuff that sleep can affect, and we can help the people that we know, because we've got all the technology to help them get a proper and good night's sleep. I mean, I slept before Niken. I thought I was a good sleeper because he used to laugh. I could get into bed and I'd be asleep before my head hit the pillow. And I realized that I was sleeping a lot, but I wasn't getting quality sleep, because I could be falling asleep in my chair watching TV at 9 o'clock at night and get up at 8 o'clock the next morning and still be tired. So, I mean, getting 11 hours sleep and not being tired, I mean, not being refreshed, there's something wrong here. And I just thought it was part of getting old. And
Judy, I'm curious, with the new Nature Rest that we've had for, what, three years or 4 years? I think it was 2008 in Orlando, or was it 2009 in Dallas that we were? It was in Dallas. So we've had it for almost 3 years now. With the Nature Rest, was there a progression of your sleep, because you started on the Kenko pads like the rest of us, or most of us? Was there a progression in sizable, noticeable difference?
I know that now versus 20 years ago that I sleep a lot less, but I feel a lot better, and I feel, I really kind of dumb to say, but I feel younger now than I did 20 years ago. because I think I'm getting the good quality sleep. And that's just so important. And when I was a kid, I was always a night owl and never liked getting up in the morning. Still don't. I can get up quicker than I did when I was a kid. But I always liked going to bed late and getting up late in the morning. That was just me, because when I go to bed at night, I'm always afraid if I go to bed, I'm going to be missing something that's going to happen. And, you know, and morning people think the same thing, only they feel like they've got to get to bed early so that they don't miss anything in the morning. And I just feel that I'm going to miss something at night. But now I can be a night owl again. And that's what I love, because I can go to bed at midnight or 1 o'clock. Usually I go to bed around midnight, and then I get up, you know, maybe 7:30. So getting 7 to 8 hours sleep versus taking 11 hours and not feeling good is just so much better.
And I could tell one of the things that spurred me to make contact with you via Facebook was that the brief conversation that you and I had at the last NECN convention in California, getting on a bus, leaving the President's Club event, and you sharing what you just shared about the importance of sleep and having a dark environment so that the light's not coming in through the eyelids and the importance of it. And that's hard in the summer months, unless we've got a blacked out bedroom and it's very, very dark. You know, and the sun's usually up at 5:15, 5:30, and that is a big thing, which is why.
Yeah.
Which at least I'm convinced is why the NECN said, hey, we've got this sleep mask, it's great, but it's not exactly the most comfortable thing. Let's re-engineer this thing and really, really allow people to understand the importance of sleep. And I discovered by accident, I was sharing earlier today, because I get up early as well, because I'm one of those people, but I can stay up late as well, so I kind of have a split. Maybe I just need to take naps like Einstein did during the day, and I'd be fine. But the simple website, NECN.com, I had no idea there are so many incredible things. And on it, there's a gal with a bullhorn, and it says product testimonies. There are 11 stories here from people all over North America just on the Kinko light.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just in establishing the importance of that and exactly what you were saying, that a little bit of proper light does the trick versus using artificial light. And then it goes right into the sleep stories. Dave and Valerie Johnson, Jack and Sherry Clark, McIntyre, talking about the importance of what we have. And I think sometimes we really sell ourselves short when, as you said, we're focused in on just one solution, when we really need to present vital wellness as the big package.
And the thing too, a lot of times what I enjoy doing, and I think it has an even bigger impact on the people that we talk to about NECN, is just go to Google and put in sleep and light, and just Google sleep and light, and you'll be amazed at the articles that you'll see. Or put sleep and immune system, and get all these different things. And when something's really fascinating to you, print it up, because that isn't coming from NECN. That's coming from a scientist. That's how I found that Journal of Epidemiology or whatever. Yeah, the Journal of Epidemiology. I found that article about that. And when you find things like that, you can, and you say, instead of saying it, these people had NECN product experiences, but first show them this. Say the Journal of Epidemiology said, and you show them what the results from that, and always have the paper in writing, because then people don't think you had to memorize it. And you show them that and say, and see, our products provide this solution, because that's what NECN does. I know people have always said that, you know, NECN is the wellness company, and I always tell people, they say, what does NECN do? And I say, NECN provides solutions, and that's what I love to say, because everybody's always looking for a solution, and we provide solutions to whatever health challenges or money challenges you're having. We provide solutions, and we help people find the solutions that they need, and it's the truth, and that's what I love. That's what I love, providing solutions to people to improve the quality of their life in whatever area that they want.
That, you summed it up so beautifully, because that's exactly what the folks at Healthy Child, Healthy World have put together in their short video, The Wake Up Story,
yep.
is pointing people in the directions of, hey, the solutions are out there, and since 1975, NECAN has been discovering them. They spent the millions of dollars on research and development, and they're out there doing it. Judy, I'm curious, and where things are going now with continually overhauling, and I like the word that Jonathan Hallstrom used a few months ago, of retooling our core products, our core solutions, to blast into the future with a established, you know, back to that core of what we used to have before things got literally way out of control and we had stuff for everything and everything, anything, and we're going, oh my goodness, can't keep our, you know, this catalog is looking more like a, you know, 100-and-some-page magazine rather than just with the core solutions of what we used to have. Where do you see this thing going? Because we still haven't even scratched the surface. I know technology is making things so fast and easy to access and getting the information that we're looking for. But having two decades literally behind you, and it continues to grow, maybe not as fast in some markets as others, but doing business in almost 40 countries now, it is continuing. But for you and your group, of you starting this, and I know you had no idea it would grow into the wellness.
Oh, no way.
No way. But where do you see it going for you?
I see it continuing because NECAN has always been on the forefront of being on the cutting edge of and seeing what is out there and what needs to be improved, how to improve themselves. They don't sit on their duffs and say, okay, we've got the best sleep system or we've got the best whatever. They keep improving it. And each time they've improved it, it's truly been improved. It's not been changed just for the sake of change. It's been improved. And you know, you see, there have been a lot of companies that are coming out right now because they want to start this new, they start new network marketing, quote unquote, on the ground floor and come in. It's a great adventure, and they've got this one outstanding, wonderful product. Well, how can they change that one outstanding product if it's, they think it's the best it can be, and it's the only thing that can help? And I love it because what NECAN has always done is their focus has not been on a specific products, but specific technologies, and willing to look and say, okay, we were great, but it's not the best anymore, and so we can improve and we can change and we can bring out something that's even better. And so, you know, when people call me and they'll say, oh, I'm in a panic because I see they've discontinued a product, and I always say, well, my experience with NECAN means that something better is coming in the future, and that's a good thing to look forward to. And I really believe that the business is going to continue, and that it's going to continue and grow. And I think right now we're going to have another growth spurt because NECAN is changing its compensation plan. And when that happened 18 years ago, it went crazy because they had a major change in the compensation plan 18 years ago. I mean, a major change. And there were lots of rumblings and grumblings from the people in the field 18 years ago. And I was still fairly new in the business. And I remember when they changed the marketing plan and the way they did things, I had no idea whether it was going to be any good or not. And I mean, it was interesting because that's probably why you're hearing a lot of people trying to recruit you, because they feel that maybe this is the chance to grab some people who don't have the confidence that the new marketing plan is going to be improved. And that's what happened 18 years ago. Other companies went crazy trying to get NECAN people and made big promises. Oh, you come join us and we'll let you be a silver yet and blah, 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 blah. And I remember calling Reed Nelson and saying, okay, what's going on here? And also talking to my sponsor, the person who's my sponsor now, and saying, are you going to continue? And they say, oh yeah, this is the best company with the best products, and I have great faith in them. And Reed said too, he said, just build your business the way that it should be built. And he said, we've been teaching you to build it correctly from the get-go, and now it's going to be even easier for you. And it's going to be even better and even bigger. And so I took his advice and built the business the way the new marketing plan suggested. and it was better. And Nikan went through a humongous growth spurt because people started seeing even more opportunity than they did before. And so I think now with this new growth spurt that we're going to be having, because some changes to the marketing plan, making it easier for brand new people to make a substantial amount of money. You know, I was thinking about it the other day, and just kind of, I don't like to figure numbers. I'm just not a numbers person. But I heard some people talking about how using it, you know, you have a brand new person, and now this brand new person doing the same amount of work now in the first 90 days that they could have done, you know, 6 months ago in the first 90 days, they could end up making, you know, two or three times the amount that they would have made 6 months ago.
You know, Judy, you took me down memory lane, because I was like you, very, very new in Nikan, and I remember getting a letter.
Yeah, me too.
From my sponsor, who said, "Hey, Vance, some major things have changed in the compensation plan based on what your father and I feel." My sponsor was my mother, my parents. And they said, we only see the good in this. We know it's going to reaffirm and reestablish everything that we thought to be true about this incredible company. And they said, it's not going to affect you whatsoever because we're so new in it. But the opportunity just got better. And I remember her putting those words on a piece of paper, you know, mailing it to me. This is before, I mean, right when fax machines, and I didn't have a fax machine where I was living in Oklahoma. And I thought, huh, okay. And then what was really, really exciting was when these checks started going up.
Oh, yeah, they went up really nicely.
And I thought, okay, this is exactly, so I'm going to trust Mom, because Mom, you know, my parents should know. But and we need to trust the company in that they know what they're doing. There's a lot of people, and I know you've talked to them as well, that are saying, oh, you know, but whatever. You know, it's they don't understand. But as Jeff Van Blerkum said years ago in one of my most favorite quotes, is that if you're willing to do what other people won't for a few years' time, then you will live like others only dream of for the rest of your life. And that's exactly what I see, and I think you would agree on this. That's exactly where the future is for us. If we're willing to work a little bit and spend that time, right behind, I know, and I'm thinking of a brochure, and it says, you know, if you're willing to spend the same amount of time or less amount of time that most people watch TV or get consumed by that every week, you can have something in a couple years' time that is solid, that builds what you got to see right up front, the work of other people that you'd introduce, that residual income. And it's going to be really, really exciting when we grab hold of this. So, Judy, thank you very much. I asked for 30, 35 minutes of your time, and you've given that, and this was truly wonderful, and this is one of those conversations that I could not take notes fast enough, so I'm going to go back and listen to the recording, which, for those of you who don't know, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website, and again, it's all spelled out, SaturdayAMLive, LIVE.com, and this conversation will be up in a couple hours' time, or give Steve till the end of the day, and it'll be there in bold red print. You just scroll down to Judy's name, just click on it, and there it is. So if there's somebody you know that would relate to what she shared, and regardless of the fact that, you know, our beginning started, you know, two decades ago, it's still extremely timely today. I think it's probably even more timely. Would you say, Judy?
Oh, definitely. There's just, you know, it's what's on everybody's mind. People are more concerned about health and longevity and immune function and all that stuff than they were 20 years ago. So
that, and they're also concerned about, you know, I would like, as you were looking for, a way to put my kids through college, or
yep.
I would not really keen on being a Walmart greeter. Nothing against that at all, but that's not everybody's forte as they get into the golden years, that, you know, and being able to have something that we could create now to provide an extra $500, $1,500, $5,000 a month residual income every single month, what's wrong with that? in this day and age. So
definitely.
Judy, thank you very much.
I appreciate it greatly.
And we look forward to seeing you at the leadership conference in San Diego here in a couple of months.
It'll get here quicker than we think.
It will.
All right.
I'll let you go and bid you farewell. And again, thank you so much. Judy Boger was our guest today. And have a great weekend and enjoy the rest of the Olympics.
I shall. Thanks, Vance.
Okay.
Bye-bye.